I'm Alex Chadwick from NPR News. This is Day to Day. We take it as a given that airport security is tougher since the 9/11 attacks of 2001. In most ways, it certainly is. Soon, in fact, we may find our faces or eyes being scanned by airport computers to make sure we are who we say we are. But in the meantime, our partners at Slate Magazine have uncovered one way in which security at American airports has actually gotten more lax since 9/11. Here to explain the problem and offer a possible solution is Slate's Andy Bowers.
The problem is a loophole in the no-fly list, the list of people who require extra scrutiny when they try to board a plane. And the loophole is caused by a convenience known as online or internet check-in. It's a service most major airlines have started offering since 9/11, although it was first approved in 1999. Here's how it works. On the day of your flight, you go to your airline's website, check in as though you were standing at a kiosk at the airport, and this is the important part, print out your own boarding pass at home. The first time I did this last year, it made me nervous. Here I was producing an official travel document on my home computer, a document containing a unique barcode that would bring up my computer record at the airport. And yet I realized how easy it would be to make changes to the document. For instance, I could insert a different passenger's name. All it takes is a few minutes with a graphics program, and anyone could forge a boarding pass. My concern deepened when I got to the airport. I had assumed a home-printed boarding pass would get more scrutiny than one issued at the ticket desk, but it doesn't. In fact, the way security now works at most airports, it's practically an invitation to abuse online check-in. Here's the loophole. It would be easy to buy a ticket in someone else's name and then print multiple boarding passes to get you through the airport. You use one pass at the security checkpoint where guards compare it to your photo ID to make sure the names match. They do not run your name through the computer at that point. You use the second pass at the boarding gate, where airline agents do scan your barcode and match the name in the computer against the name on the pass. But at most airports, the agents now cheerfully tell you they no longer need to see your ID a second time. This is a loophole because at no point do I have to prove that I, the person standing there with a home-printed boarding pass, am the same person who bought the ticket. And if you're concerned that I'm giving away a secret to terrorists here, believe me, modern terrorists with their well-known computer skills would have figured this out a long time before me. If you want to read a scenario where this loophole might help get around the no-fly list, you'll find it at Slate.com. A spokesman for the Transportation Security Administration, Nico Melendez, acknowledged the problem.
We recognize as an agency that identity theft is a problem not only in airports but across all aspects of society that include credit card theft or in schools. We've heard of students stealing grades.
But Melendez stressed that the TSA has lots of other layers of security beyond the no-fly list.
Including the screening at the security checkpoint, including baggage screening, law enforcement officers, K-9 units, federal air marshals, federal flight deck officers, and a more vigilant public. All of those things working together, we believe, are going to minimize any possibility of an attack like the one on September 11th.
That's all true, and yet the no-fly list is supposed to be the first line of defense against terrorists. So why undermine it with poor procedures at the airport? Luckily, the solution is simple. Just reinstitute a photo ID check at the boarding gate. Make me prove that I, with my home-printed boarding pass, am the same person who purchased the ticket in the first place. Could an extra ID check slow us down a little? Yes, it probably would. Too bad. We've already endured two wars and countless other disruptions in the name of safety. A few extra minutes at the airport isn't going to kill anyone.
Opinion from Slate's Andy Bowers.